This is not induction. This is connection, immersion. It's imbuing yourself into this thing with me. I want you to be able to experience the intensity of it all. Be alone for a moment, and you can be in this moment timeless for a while, for long enough, if you're open to it. I'm at the cafe. Double espresso and a sparkling water. You order the same. Then you sit across from me, my legs crossed. It's quiet, not many people around. It's not lunch yet, and the breakfast crowd are gone. You keep stealing glances. You shouldn't make it so obvious that you want me. I bend over slightly, the nape of my back open for you to see my smooth, soft skin. You want to touch me. When I rise back up, your eyes catch my thigh, my skirts pulled up some more, my milky skin on view. You're clearly aroused. I smile at you. No response. You're glued to my eyes, my hair, my body. The attention makes me feel something different. My nipples begin to feel hard, pressing achingly against my blouse, vivid, a rush of blood to your crotch. You want me. I knock back the espresso, take a couple sips of water, and rise from my chair. Outside, it's buzzing. I walk across the street, a quiet spot barely a few meters away. I know you'll follow. You smelled my scent as I passed you, my perfume, my hair, the shampoo I use, my skin, the lotion I use. Could smell it. You want me. And then you appear. As you walk across to me, I can see your arousal, the outline of your cock pressed against your pants, your rigid, hard, throbbing. We face one another silently, not speaking. You stand against the wall without saying a word. My hand is over your cock, pressing against your length. Can you feel it? The buzzing of cars and people, the wind, the feel of my warm hand massaging your cock. You want to come. You can stroke. You should stroke. Stroke. Feel my hand massaging you. Manipulating the blood flow to your member, making your sex ache. I lift my skirt some more and you see my ass. My sheer panties reveal just enough for you to gasp in arousal. Unzip, and your cock is out of your pants around your ankles, back leaning against the hard brick wall. I know you want to touch my breast, but we're not lovers. You just want to come. I say, listen to the sound of the city. Does it accentuate the feeling of my hand massaging your cock, cupping your balls? Does it scare you to be in public, aching and greedy to come? Yes, you say, but I want it. Feel my hand glide from your shaft up to your tip and back down again. Match your strokes. This moment is yours and mine. It's ours. Feel it. Stroke to the rhythm of the wind, the cars, the woman in the black dress across the street. If I whistled, she would hear. She'd see my hand on your cock. That exhilarates you, doesn't it? She's beautiful, too. Perhaps she'd come over. Perhaps her nipples would be hard, too. She could kiss you, make out with you, while I continued to stroke. Her breasts would bounce the way mine are as I work your length now. You'd have her scent permeating, too. Her soft, warm hand against your chest, across your shoulders, at your neck. Maybe she'd lick your nipples. Can you feel it? Her hand entangled with mine, working your shaft. We're both massaging your length, bringing you oh so close to the brink. You want to come, but if you do, it's over, it's done. So wait. Last for me. See how she's unbuttoned her blouse and let her breasts spill out. See the pink of her areolas, her nipples. Taste them. Feel your tongue go across them, but keep stroking. I am. Match me. Stroke with me. Her hands now working your length while I kiss you. Taste my tongue, the taste of caffeine and sex. I'm aroused, you can taste it on me. Feel my nipples hard against your chest while she strokes back and forth across your cock. My lips fitting you perfectly. The taste of my mouth bringing you close again. Slow down, I whisper to her. Keep stroking. Don't stop. Don't come. Don't stop. Feel that heat bubbling from your balls as if from your very loins through your manhood right to the tip. It's peaking now. You want to come. But you want to hear me come too. Well, I can. The moment is arousing enough to bring me to the edge with you. And then you can take me over the edge. Your intensity. The feeling of your hands working your cock while we make out. Anyone could look over here and see you being worshipped, your cock stroked, your tongue entangled with mine, our lips locked, my hands across your chest. You can feel it all. See how long you've lasted. How long you've lasted despite having two of everything. Two women against your body, our scents mingling. The wind is strong today. It's whipping my hair against your cheek and her hair against your cock. Can you feel it? Is that why you're stroking your cock so fast? Can you come with me? I feel my arousal building. It's seeing her hand sliding fast over your thick cock. Oh, seeing her eyes. Oh, fixated on your stomach. Your groin. My lips on yours. It's the way she drops her head to lube it up with her saliva. The way her thumb catches at your slit. And under, again over your frenulum. Oh, fuck. It's the way she expertly rolls her palm from your balls to your head and back again. It's the way your hips are bucked, fucking back against her strokes. Oh, you need it. Fuck. Oh, you deserve it. My hands caressing your body. Oh, and I'm moaning you in your ear. I'm going to come. Oh, come with me. Can you come? Oh, feel her hand extracting your load and stroke with us. Oh, oh. See how she continues to stroke. Oh, she's an expert. She knows how good it feels to stroke the underside, to massage it to the end. You've come on her thighs, her velvet skin, her hands, even on me. But you deserve it. You needed it. Out here, opposite the cafe.